You listen to this podcast every day because it's your KC local reliable news source. You take us seriously. But you know, we like to get down and we want you to party with us. Join us at our annual benefit Radioactive on June 14th. NPR's All Things Considered host Ari Shapiro is the featured guest at this party, and it's gonna be bumping. You gotta be there. Sponsorship packages and ticket information are available at kcur.org/radioactive.
From KCUR, this is Up to Date with Steve Kraske. I'm producer Claudia Brancart. Today, we're talking about real estate. If you've ever sold a home, you're probably familiar with the standard 6% sales commission you're required to pay the agents. But are you really required to pay 6%? Well, no, actually. The National Association of Realtors, which has a powerful presence in the industry, says commissions have always been negotiable. But that wasn't clear to a group of Kansas City home sellers who sued the association in 2019, saying the trade group made them pay inflated commission prices. And then, just this past March,
$418 million.
$418 million in damages.
The National Association of Realtors announced it would pay $418 million to settle lawsuits.
And a major ruling in a Missouri real estate case could shake up the market for home buyers and sellers.
The NAR settled the Kansas City antitrust lawsuit and several others and agreed to amend its commission rules, which some experts say could transform the housing market. Steve speaks with the lead plaintiff and lawyer on the case, Rhonda Burnett and Michael Ketchmark. But first, Kip Cooper is the CEO of the Kansas City Regional Association of Realtors. Cooper says the NAR hasn't done anything wrong. Here's their conversation.
What is the National Association of Realtors, Kip? And give us a bit of background here.
The National Association of Realtors is a trade organization, and it's made up of roughly 1.6 million members. They all volunteers and join the association for education, for training, advocacy, and some of the technology and tools that are provided by the organization.
So how has the association's commission system worked, at least historically speaking?
There is no standard commission of 6%. Let me get that really clear and straight for everybody.
But that was what the point of the lawsuit, though, it was, right, Kip?
The point of the lawsuit was that they felt there's an average. Commissions have always been negotiable. They will always be negotiable. And so the issue that was brought by the plaintiffs in the lawsuit was that they felt that the National Association of Realtors and the other lead defendants, corporate defendants, which are large franchises, that they had somehow colluded and had artificially increased costs and prices. We didn't see a whole lot of evidence of that happening throughout the case, but unfortunately a jury saw that otherwise. So we've recently entered into a settlement with the plaintiffs for the $418 million. And the net effect of that would be that listing agents would no longer put in what they were willing to cooperate with buyer agents that were bringing buyers to the closing.
So then who gets paid the commission then, Kip?
Yes, and commissions historically have always been negotiable, and that is a listing agent will sit down with their seller, and they'll have a rate at which they work, and that can be any amount of money, and it's I also am the CEO for the multiple listing service, and that amount has gone from zero being entered to none to a penny to a dollar, all the way up to 9% being offered in cooperative compensation. So that listing agent would sit down with their seller and say, look, I make X, and this is what I'm going to be paid, and here's what we're going to offer in cooperative compensation if you're comfortable doing that, and you can set whatever rate that is, and that will be offered in the MLS, and that's how it's traditionally worked. And so, historically, commissions have been anywhere between 5 and 6%, and that half of that has traditionally been split.
Right.
With the buyer's agent and the listing agent.
So for a home that costs about $400,000, which is close to the median cost for homes across the country these days, sellers pay about 6% or about $24,000 in commissions based on the math you just laid out. And that cost gets baked into the final sales price of the home, Kip?
Well, it really does. It's the buyer who's actually coming up with the funds. If they're borrowing from a bank, then it's
right.
The bank. The buyer's bringing the money to the table. And so in this case, the sellers felt that this somehow artificially inflated the cost, although most of those sellers all made a tidy profit on their homes during the years that that were in question during this lawsuit. And they all signed a contract and agreement and terms and conditions that clearly laid out what the commission would be.
I think the other issue here is that a lot of sellers didn't really come to realize that these commissions were negotiable, that fact sort of got lost in the process here.
You know, that's what we've heard a lot of. And so that's, I guess, one of the—
Is that a fair point, Kip?
I think it is a fair point. And I think it's a fair point that moving forward, the result of this settlement will hopefully create greater transparency over disclosures about these commissions and really educate the public better. And I know that we at the National Association of Realtors and all of our local associations and MLSs are double downing on our efforts to really educate our members on buyer agency and all forms of agency. And we're really taking a hard look at our forms because we absolutely want the consumer protected and we want them to know exactly what they're signing up for.
Kip, do you have any sense of, you're going back a number of years, do you have any sense of how many contracts, how many commissions were negotiated in the Kansas City area going back 5 or 10 years?
I don't want to give you the wrong number. I don't have that readily available.
What would you guess it was?
I don't even want to make a guess. We do about 30,000 transactions in the greater Kansas City area. That covers Kansas and Missouri per year.
Why would the fact that these commissions were negotiable, why was that oftentimes, why did sellers not understand that more clearly? What was the issue, do you think?
You know, I think it was perhaps it was a lack of questions asked by the potential sellers. You know, all of the folks that I work closely with, I work with our realtor members. They're fantastic people. They operate at a very high level of ethics. In fact, being a member of the National Association of Realtors, they have to adhere to a code of ethics. So that is supposed to be clearly explained. But there's a lot of complexity that goes into selling or buying a home, as you
right.
as you know. And so the fog of the transaction may be part of that, where it's the seller just doesn't absorb all of the information that's provided, or perhaps the agent in that particular case didn't do a good enough job.
So how is this lawsuit, again, which was settled in March, how is this going to change the way that everyone operates in this industry going forward?
Yeah, I think there are really two things. One, the offer of cooperative compensation is still going to be allowed. So a listing agent will have a conversation with their seller about whether they want to offer additional compensation to if a buyer agent brings that person to buy the home. I mean, it's a marketing expense, essentially. If I'm a listing agent, I can say, hey, I work for X, and this is my fee, and I have a sphere of influence. And if you would like, we can open this up to cooperating with 10,000 other agents that have buyers, and we're going to bring more people to look at this property by doing that, by that network effect of working with other professionals and offering cooperative compensation, and that's going to get you more exposure and a higher price for your home. And so I think that practice is still going to happen, but it's going to have to be really laid out for every seller, and this lawsuit has brought awareness to the fact that all of this is negotiable. There may be fixed fee commissions paid in the future. There may be more buyers that are paying the fee to a buyer's agent directly. So that's permissible and can happen. So really the only major changes that happen in the marketplace because of this settlement agreement would be, number one, the amount that is offered will no longer be in the MLS. And number two, every buyer will have to, every buyer's agent will have to have a signed agreement before they show a buyer property. Hmm. That lays out what the commission will be and where it will be paid from.
So that's going to be a lot more upfront, a lot more obvious going forward, the commission rate.
You know, I hope that's the case, and I believe it will be the case, but it has been the practice of the vast majority of our agents for decades and decades, ever since buyer agency really came into effect, you know, in the last 20 years. So I don't know that it's going to be a monumental change. The issue of not having the cooperative compensation in the MLS is going to be a big change.
And is this ultimately, Kip, I got to wrap up here. Is this ultimately going to drive down prices?
No, I don't believe it will. And in fact, my point about the commission not being offered in the MLS, you know, that unilateral offer of cooperative compensation did one very important thing. And that said, I'm going to offer the same commission, whether you're a different color than me, whether you're a different sex than me, whether you're a different race than me, whether you work for a different company. And so I am concerned that we're going to see some of the bad old day practices come back in because we will not have the MLS and the National Association and the local associations making sure that people are paid equally and fairly for the work that they're doing.
Steve picks up with lead plaintiff Rhonda Burnett and attorney Michael Ketchmark in just a minute.
So Rhonda, tell us about the process you went through to sell your home back in 2016.
Well, we tried all the ways of selling a house, but I knew that we would have to be on MLS, and I knew that I would have to hire a realtor to do that for us. And so I contacted a friend of mine who was familiar with the area and that specific neighborhood.
You were handed a form by your real estate agent. What did that form say?
I'm not certain if all of the forms are the same, but it was printed on there that I had a choice of 6%, 7%, 8%, 9% to offer in commission. And I asked if any of these commissions could be reduced, and she said, you don't want to do that because it will discourage people from wanting to sell the house. You have to encourage them to bring a buyer to you. And the house, we had put a lot of money into the house, but it still needed some work to be done. What was done well. What was not done needed to be started over. So it took a special buyer.
It felt to you like the commission fee then was sort of baked in here? Am I hearing you right?
Oh, yes. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, and if they say, oh, well, it's negotiable, everything is negotiable. No. And I mean, the script that she was telling me, I've later learned, is the script that everyone has been told to tell their sellers. I mean, and not just in Kansas City, but in Texas, California, New Jersey. One of the things I learned in understanding how the industry has been, it works and is controlled by the National Association of Realtors, is the consistency of the way they communicate with their buyers, their sellers, and their sales pitches. I guess that's what they mean by antitrust.
Yeah.
Because it's a conglomerate. It's different companies, different aspects of the companies.
Everyone operates the same way.
In different areas of the country. And they're all the same.
I think most people who are selling a home just automatically assume you got to pay 6%.
That's what I was told the first time I bought a house is, oh, it's free for you. Now they're not allowed to say that buyer's agents are free because they're not.
Well, when did you realize that maybe something was wrong here?
I don't know that I knew that something was wrong. I can say that I learned a lot more about the industry and how the industry works by being a part of this process.
How did you get involved with Mike Ketchmark as your attorney here in this case?
I met him at the very end, but we've become good friends.
Yeah.
Brandon Bulwar is another attorney. There was three teams of attorneys that were handling this, the class action suit, and he is a neighbor of mine and a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And put out the request, if you've sold a house in the last year, let me know. And I had.
Mike, how did you hear about Rhonda Burnett's experience here?
Brandon Bulwar is a good friend of mine, and I try cases. I'm a trial lawyer. Brandon came to me and said, listen, I got to tell you the story about this real estate cartel out there, the National Association of Realtors. And it was weird. I had bought a house in Lee Summit, my wife and I did, and then we bought a second home here in Johnson County. And I thought, wow, I think I'm a relatively smart person. And it just never occurred to me that what was happening. And I started looking into this and digging into this. And I heard you ask the person from NAR how many homes were sold in the Kansas City area. Look, I don't have to guess. We pulled the closing statements on every single one of them. And there was 138,000 homes that were at issue in our case in the Kansas City area. 98.7 of them were right at 6% commission.
98.7.
Right.
So virtually every house sold was at the 6% commission
statewide
rate.
Same thing. The only difference was in St. Louis, it was 2.7. And I thought, well, why is that? And we got into it, and they were training their agents over in St. Louis that only 2.7% went to the buyer's side and 3% went – or the other 3.3% went to the seller side. So it was all 6% there. They just did the split different. And so Brandon just said, look, there's laws against this. I'd never done an antitrust case before. We do personal injury cases, wrongful death cases. And I started looking at this and thought, this is shocking.
Yeah.
And so we dove into it. We took 100 depositions around the country. We took the CEOs of all of these major real estate companies. We took the CEO of NAR, and I confronted the single largest cartel in the history of our country in this real estate industry. Been around for 100 years doing this.
Well, maybe the obvious question, Mike, the fact that virtually every sale of a home was at a 6% commission rate, that said what to you?
It screamed to me price fixing. And we hired a professor who'd devoted his life to antitrust cases. And he says it's the clearest case of price fixing he has ever seen. So we thought, well, there's got to be a reason for it. So we started collecting records. We started doing forensic exams of computers and emails. We collected several million emails and documents and started getting into training materials where they're being trained, set the commission at 6%. This joke I heard, I've heard him over and over again, this person from NAR saying commissions are negotiable. We actually found a video of the head of home services where he said in a training to competitors, commissions are negotiable, start at 6% and only go up.
Yeah.
And he laughed. It was actually, he did that. And the jury saw that. And it was, it's classic price fixing, is getting competitors together to fix prices. Look, the thing is, like, and I've told people before, and I explained this to the jury, I'm a huge fan of the Kansas City Chiefs. When the Denver Broncos come here to Kansas City, we don't pay their coach. Why is it when you sell your house that the National Association of Realtors and Home Services and Berkshire Hathaway are requiring us to pay the commissions on the buyer side?
Hmm.
And it's the only industry in our country, and there's a reason why. And then our person said it. It's a $1 trillion business, and they wanted 3%. Half the time, these corporations are making their money on the sell side. Half the time, they're making it on the buy side. And Wall Street— They can't lose. Wall Street invaded this. About 20 years ago, Wall Street came in and started gobbling up all of these local real estate brokers. And these you know, we hear Reese Nichols, and we think, oh, it's this local company. It was actually gobbled up by Berkshire Hathaway. And it's all of these Wall Street conglomerates that did it. And we put on evidence at trial almost $50 billion a year in excess commissions in our country are being paid.
Wow.
Nowhere around the country is that done. I mean, nowhere around the world is that done. I mean, it's
so interesting
States,
to me, Mike. You had never tried a housing case before this, if I understand right.
Or an antitrust case.
Again, what made you want to take this one up?
Anger. Yeah. When I got involved in this, and I was just really angry, and I thought about my parents and how they struggled to buy a house, and we
Everybody.
Lived in a house.
Yeah.
And my life. And I thought, the fact that these corporations are sitting around picking the pockets. And look, it's not just the homeowners who are doing it, the home buyers. They're ripping off local agents too. And they're making these local agents join this association and pay money to the association and pay this money for training and this and that. And they're pulling the money out of our local community that should be going to agents who are working hard and sending it to these big corporations on Wall Street. And it's not right. And so I told the jury, and Rhonda was just a rock star at trial and testified. And I told the jury, the real hero in this case are the jurors. I told the jurors they have a chance to hit the reset button on the housing market.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. And man, it's a ripple effect. And it's about ready to unleash this June or July when these rules come into effect and they can no longer do this.
Well, help me with that, because we just talked to the head of NAR here in the Kansas City area. And Kip Cooper said, hey, it's not going to have much impact on housing prices at all. Everything I read in the national media about the impact of this case is just to the opposite of that. What impact is this going to have on housing prices?
Well, it may take a while for the housing prices to come down, but the difference is going to be when you go to sell your house, you're no longer going to be forced to pay 3% to the buyer side.
Mm-hmm.
So you take a house in Kansas City that costs, say, you know, $250,000 home. Housing prices are out of control. That's $7,500 in commissions that you're paying to a buyer side. Keep that money in your pocket.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a big difference. And eventually what's going to happen is it's going to make housing more affordable. It's going to bring housing prices down. Look, Steve, when I graduated from law school in 1990, believe it or not, there was a travel agent in the base of the building that downtown Kansas City. I used to pay 10% commission for plane tickets or airline tickets or hotels.
Right.
We don't do that anymore because technology has taken place, and that's what's going to happen here. It's going to have a tremendous effect nationwide.
Is the average home seller, Mike, going to have enough wherewithal, enough sense to understand how you negotiate something like this? I mean, most of us sell a home, you know, a couple times a lifetime.
Right.
They're going to walk into this. Are they going to know what to do?
I think that it's going to require innovation. It's going to require that we have new companies come into place. It's going to require that we have tech startups that have been shut down before, that in the past they've had to deal with this cartel. They've had to deal with these rules.
Yeah.
They won't anymore. And there's going to be brokers that are going to come out there and they're going to say, hey, listen, I can help you buy a house for a flat fee of $500. And they'll do that. And it's called the free market. It's called free competition. It's going to take a while to take place.
That'll put thousands of dollars back into the hands of the sellers then. Yeah.
Billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Billions of dollars nationwide. And so that's what's going to happen. And thankfully, we have jurors in Kansas City who did it. And thankful for people like Rhonda and the other class reps. She had no reason to do this other than her desire to help people in real change. And it was awesome.
Rhonda, what was it like for you to take the stand last October and talk about this in front of a jury?
It was like being on TV, but there was no cameras.
Oh, really?
Because it's the same little box. You get your chair. The judge is right there.
Yeah. How nerve-wracking was it, given what was on the line here?
I had an excellent team of support. I mean, in teaching me what was going on, teaching me how to explain it to others. And so, I mean, I just say it. So I've got it. My attorneys made me feel very comfortable. And, you know, that NAR guy that you started your show with, it's kind of dismissive to sellers everywhere. And we're not, you know, stupid people. We were just looking out of our best interests, but we were up against this huge conglomerate.
Yeah. You know, is your work on this case done now, Mike? Where do you go from here?
No. So what we did as soon as this case came in, we refiled the nationwide case. And so now we're going nationwide and we're trying to expand this. And that's one of the reasons we reached a settlement with NAR nationwide and they're changing the policies. And we're continuing to force brokers and corporations around the country to sign off on this. And they've been doing that. And I've been traveling and getting that done. And so I expect it's going to continue to be a long path. And,
wow. Rhonda, when all this started, did you imagine that your experience would end up potentially transforming the way Americans buy and sell homes?
Well, no. And I still don't feel that way.
Yeah.
I know that it's true and that, you know, because people have been going after the NAR. They've tried to legislate against them, but they're impervious to that because they have so much money that they give to legislators.
Yeah.
The DOJ has been looking into their practices. They have not been able to change the way that they do business. I think that what we did is dramatic, but I do think that the effects are going to be years down the road.
Yeah.
That was Rhonda Burnett and Michael Ketchmark with our host, Steve Kraske, talking about an antitrust lawsuit that Kansas City home sellers brought against the National Association of Realtors. Up to Date is a production of KCUR, and this conversation was produced by me, Claudia Brancart. Thanks for listening. Talk again soon.